10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Jacob Wilson, the batter, with Blade at first. A 3-0 Brewers lead. The first pitch to Wilson, and he lost the breaking ball up and over the head of Wilson. It was caught by Contreras, and it's 1-0. The walk to Blade to start up this inning is the first base runner that Nick Mears has allowed all season long. He has been dominant since the Brewers activated him on that last road trip. This is a strike. Throw back to first behind the runner is not in time. Diving back in there safely was Blade. It's 1-1 on Wilson. Mears has been the guy to start the year that the Brewers were hoping they would get when they traded for him at the deadline last year. 1-1. Swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 1-2.
Yeah, Lane, those first five appearances, 14 batters faced, 14 batters retired. Mm.
Wilson with an open stance in the back of the box, right-handed hitter. Mears kicks and delivers the 1-2, and that's popped up. Foul territory. Bauer's giving it a look, but this one will find the seats above the Brewers' dugout. That was a slider from Nick Mears. And Wilson able to fight it off. He landed it for a strike. 1-2 pitch. That one is a ground ball just foul up the first baseline on a fastball at 96 up and out of the zone. Wilson's really talented guy. This is a first round pick. A's are excited about what they have here, and he's off to a good start. And he's 1-for-2 so far tonight. Mears' pitch is a fly ball to right. It'll push Frelick back a few steps. About 5 steps shy of the warning track to make the catch for the first out. Blade has to go back to first. Well, everyone is talking about the draft, but you're not going to feel one from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options for free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. So here's Miguel and Duhar. Final line on Tobias Myers tonight. 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs allowed. 5 strikeouts and 1 walk, Josh, for Tobias Myers. Pitch is high. It's going to get off the glove of Contreras and back to the backstop. And on his way to second goes Blade on a wild pitch. So Blade gets into scoring position now. And it's 1-0 on Andujar. That is a great sign for the Brewers. More reinforcements for this rotation on the way. And a guy that was at one point an unsung hero for the Brewers last year. I think by the time it ended, he was very sung. The 1-0 in there for a strike. It's 1-1. I don't think anybody was sleeping on Tobias Myers by the end of last season, and certainly weren't in game 3 of the wild card series. Mears looks back at second. The 1-1 pitch missed down and away with a slider. It's 2-1.
They're counting on him.
Mm-hmm.
He is expected to be a very important part and a cog in the wheel of that rotation when he gets activated, which could be next week.
Yeah, it could be that San Francisco series, potentially. We'll have to see. Pitched Andujar in there for a strike with a slider. And it's 2-2. Brian Hudson is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen right now. One out, runner at second, top of the sixth. Mears pitch popped up, foul territory. This one will get back towards us in the lower bowl behind home plate. 2-2 here on Andujar. Andujar 2-for-2. He's not been retired in this game. A couple of hits against Peralta. 2-2's outside, and the count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Boy, all these A's hitters, they will make you throw pitches, won't they?
Boy, how many three and two counts have we seen in this game? Three, two pitch. And he bounces one to third, charging it as Durbin. Fields throws to first, not in time. They throw back to third, and Blade is back on the bag. And Duhar was really busting it up the line. I really thought Durbin did about everything he could with that ball. It was a slow chopper hugging the line. He came in and charged it as hard as he could. Got to it pretty quickly. And made a pretty good throw across the diamond as well. And Duhar beat him by a half step. And Chris Hook is out there for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound to chat with Nick Mears. Because runners on the corners now. And one away for Gio Urshela. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reserve your seat at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. And you enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. So Chris Hook's conversation is over. And he is headed back to the Brewers dugout now. And this is a big moment in this game. Brewers with a 3-0 lead. Just got that lead increased to 3-0 on the single from Yelich in the fifth. And Mears trying to put up a zero here in the sixth. First pitch to Urshela is a ground ball to third. Behind the bag, Durbin fields to second for one. On the first, no, they didn't get him. Urshela legged it out. And the run will score from third in the form of Blade. Durbin played it with a backhand behind the bag, made a good throw to second. Terang made a brilliant turn, and they almost turned a double play on what was not a routine double play ball in any way, shape, or form. One of the question marks about Durbin defensively was, could he handle third base? He's done everything the Brewers could ask of him tonight defensively at third. Good stretch by Bowers, just couldn't quite get Urshela. So it's a 3-1 ball game. And now here's Max Muncy. And he pops one up foul and out of play first base side. It's 0-1. So Urshela at first on the fielder's choice RBI. He's there with two outs. Popped up foul and out of play. First base side again. And it's nothing and two.
Took a look at the replay at first base. Tell you what, that was so close. Whatever the umpire's call was going to be how it stood.
0-2 pitch. And he missed low with a slider. It's 1-2. And it really probably shouldn't have been. That was not a double play ball necessarily. It was not hit overly hard. It was right behind the bag at third. That's a pretty long throw to second. It takes a great turn by Terang. Soft liner into a leaping catch from Terang at second. And the inning is over. So Mears able to limit the damage to just the one run in the top of the sixth. And the Brewers take a 3-1 lead to the bottom half on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead here at American Family Field. Sal Frelick leads things off against the lefty Jacob Lopez, who stays out there on the mound for the A's. First pitch to Sal. Bunts it. And he bunts it in the air, foul. And it'll fall for a strike behind home plate. It's 0-1. He popped that thing straight up in the air and back behind of home plate. Bunted it back so far that Langoliers couldn't even get back there and try to make a play on it. So it's 0-1 on Frelick. A one pitch. Did it hit him? He just turned and got out of the way. Came way in on him. It's 1-1. I smell popcorn right now, Josh. Do you smell popcorn?
I do. It smells excellent.
The 1-1 is lined out to right, headed back towards the wall. It's going to one hop the wall. Frelick turns first on his way to second with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the sixth. It was an elevated slider. And Frelick just got on top of that baseball and hammered it out to right. It one-hopped the wall. And $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. So here's Reese Hoskins to pinch hit for Jake Bowers. So Hoskins is going to hit here. And before Hoskins hits, Langoliers will make a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound to chat with Lopez. So the Brewers trying to get that run right back. After the A's able to put a run across in the top of the sixth inning and cut the Brewers' lead to two. Prime opportunity to extend it here. Hoskins been hot. First pitch to him is inside. It's 1-0. This is also the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. And Brenda Priebe from Milwaukee is our contestant. The jackpot tonight, $250. 1-0 is chopped foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1. And Brenda, the good news for you is Reese Hoskins has homered in each of the last two games. If the Brewers hit a home run this inning, $250 to you. Any additional home run from the crew here in the sixth is another $100 apiece. 1-1 to Hoskins. Lopez, the pitch, missed outside. It's 2-1. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter service and savings. That's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. 2-1 is a high fly ball left field. This is very playable. Coming in is Andujar, one step into foul territory. He'll make the catch. And that is the first out here in the sixth inning, and that'll bring Joey Ortiz to the plate as Abner Ribe begins to get loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Well, defend American Family Field when the Brewers host the Cubs for the first time this season. That's coming up May 2nd through the 4th. Catch a battle of NL Central contenders and get in on rivalry action. Get your seats before they're gone at Brewers.com. Pitch to Ortiz. He's in there for a strike on a fastball, and it's 0-1.
We're going to be gone so long on the next road trip. That's actually the next home series.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Cubs are off to a good start. 0-1. And a check from Ortiz on a fastball that missed up. One ball and one strike. It is always fun when those two teams get together. Can be a bit contentious at times. And that's healthy. It's good. For the most part. Frelick dancing away from second. Now the 1-1 pitch. Ortiz hits it foul and out of play first base side. And it's 1-2.
I know we've talked about it a few times already in the broadcast, but how about that Cubs win today at Wrigley over Arizona? Man, 13-11.
One ball and two strikes on Ortiz. The pitch, it's high with a fastball, 2-2. You score 10 runs in the eighth inning, and you take the lead. You feel pretty good about your chances to win, typically. Wheel back towards second by Lopez and back to the bag without a throw is Freeland.
You wonder how many times in baseball history a team has had a 10-run inning and lost.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but there can't be very many instances. There goes Freeland. Pitch is swung on, drilled down the left field line, but foul and out of play. Still 2-2 here on Ortiz. Sal had a good jump on Lopez. He was headed for third. Joey turned on a slider on the inner half and yanked it foul. 3-1 crew, bottom of the sixth. Two-two. Fly ball right field. Playable for Butler. Backpedaling and to his left makes the catch. No tag from Frelick. He'll stay put at second base. And there's two away, and that'll get Garrett Mitchell to the plate. So Mitchell trying to make sure the Brewers don't waste this leadoff double from Sal. Frelick again, a double against a lefty. His ability to handle left-handed pitching, and he showed the ability to do it last year too. The Brewers have always believed in his ability to do that, but he has been really good against left-handed pitching this year. And another extra base hit there. Mitchell swings on it and fouls it back. And it's 0-1 on Garrett. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Frelick, 321 entering the night against lefties. That's his 10th hit in 29 at-bats against lefties. A couple of extra base hits in there for him. Really helps Pat Murphy when he's got to fill out that lineup card every night. 0-2. Fouled out of play. Third base side. Stays at 0-2. On Garrett Mitchell. Garrett 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts so far tonight. Lopez looks at second. And now wheels back that direction. Frelick back to the bag. So another disengagement used by Lopez. Lopez, pretty big guy out there on the mound. Brings home the pitch, a swing and a miss. Mitchell strikes out for the third time tonight. And the inning is over. Brewers had a leadoff double, but couldn't advance him any further than that. 3-1 crew as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
Brewers with a 3-1 lead as we head to the seventh inning here at American Family Field. And to take you through the seventh, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thanks very much. Reese Hoskins stays in at first base after pinch hitting for Jake Bowers, and Abner Uribe takes over on the mound. Third pitcher for the crew tonight after Nick Mears gave up his first base runners and first run of the season in his one inning of work. Freddie Peralta, the first five, scoreless. And Abner gets the very difficult top of the Athletics batting order. Butler, Rooker, and Soderstrom do. Well, for Uribe, this is going to be his 10th appearance. Ties him for the most on the staff with Jared Koenig. Considering he was suspended the first four games, that's impressive. First pitch to Lawrence Butler is inside, ball one. Uribe, great numbers, 1-0 with a 1.04 earned run average. Allowed just two runs, one earned in 8 2/3 innings of work. 1-0 on Butler. 1-for-3, a single. Now the pitch. Lifted foul on the left side, out of play. Hey, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Butler bats left-handed. Uribe the righty throws. Slider, beauty, knee-buckling strike at the bottom of the zone, 1-2. It's been a good game.
It has. This is a good A's lineup, and the Brewers have had to really work hard to hold them to one run so far. But they've done it.
They've done it. You're right. 1-2 pitch. Lifted foul left side. It's been a lot of that. You get two strikes on one of these batters, and really 1-9, they're just so difficult to put away.
Yeah, but the Brewers pitching has made big pitches when they've had to, and the defense has played really well tonight behind Brewers pitching.
Both sides defensively, A-plus. 1-2 pitch, down and in. Back foot slider, and Lawrence Butler not chasing. 2-2. Christian Yelich has a couple of RBI knocks. The other RBI, a double from Jackson Churio. 3-1, Milwaukee. We're in the seventh, and the 2-2 pitch hit foul. Another slider, and he just got a piece and squibbed it to the backstop, did Butler. A's got their run, as mentioned, against Mears last inning. Mears gave up a leadoff walk. That's what ended up biting him. No hard contact, really, after that. RBI fielder's choice. Gio Urshela. 2-2. Butler takes low. Another slider, not chasing, full count. This is what we've seen time and again all night. They will battle from behind in the count. But you certainly don't want to lose him with Brent Rooker on deck. Uribe ready, 3-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. 98 miles an hour, just painted on the black. A perfect pitch. And that's how the outing begins for the flamethrower, Abner Uribe. Ortho ASAP, you can start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. They present all our strikeouts. So Brent Rooker bats with the bases clear and one out. 0 for 2, and he's walked. The rebate throws. Slider low. By the way, I looked it up. because I figured you could. That game where the Cubs allowed 10 runs in an inning and won, that's the seventh time that's ever happened. Breaking ball for a strike, 1-1 on Rooker.
That's about, I think, the area I would have guessed. I think I would have said single digits for sure.
This is the first since 2006. One out, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Beautiful slider. Boy, is that a good-looking breaking ball, 1-2.
Hey, look, there are a lot of games played every year, and this is a crazy game, and a lot of stuff happens, so it doesn't shock me that that's happened multiple times before, but it would be rare.
1-2. Breaking ball, line drive, base hit. In the left field, he hung that slider that time, Uribe did, and Rooker deposits a single out of the reach of Joey Ortiz, who made a dive to the backhand side. Well, the A's bring the tying run to the plate in the person of the Major League home run leader, Tyler Soderstrom. One out in the seventh, trailing the Brewers 3-1. That's now 9 hits tonight for the Athletics. They've all been singles. 2 of them from Soderstrom, but neither hit very hard. Last one was an infield hit. He'll take up and away, ball one. 97 miles an hour from Uribe. Opener of this 3-game series. The interleague homestand continues. Brewers looking for a third win in a row overall. Pitch, fly ball center. Kept him in the yard. This will be a play for Garrett Mitchell, who settles about 5 or 6 steps in front of the track to make the catch. And Rooker back to first. Another big swing that Soderstrom could not square up. That happened to him earlier against Freddy Peralta, too. One more out to get for a scoreless inning for Abner Uribe, and it's the cleanup batter, Shea Langeliers. Hit into the air all 3 times he faced Freddy. 2 pop-outs and 1 line-out. 0-3. First pitch, upstairs, ball 1. Getting loose in the bullpen for the Athletics, Justin Sterner, a right-hander, for the bottom of the seventh, presumably. 1-0 the count on Langeliers. Runner at first in the pitch. Line drive left field, backing up Churio with a play. Now he comes in. And he does make the catch. Lunging forward, backhanded. Jackson caught the ball. Bit of an adventure, but an out. And the inning over. Abner Uribe works around another single. Time to stretch. Brewers 3, Athletics 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers ticket plans are still available starting at just under $300. Enjoy Brewers action all summer long and secure savings of up to 35%, plus the best locations and benefits like concessions discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticketfinder.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Open the door to savings with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft steel entry doors add security and improve the appearance of your home. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program online or in-store. Save big on Mastercraft doors at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Yeah.
Caleb Durbin will greet the left-hander, Jacob Lopez, who stays in the game as we go to the bottom of the seventh. It's 3-1 Brewers. The pitch, outside, ball one. Durbin had an infield single on his first major league at-bat back in the third, and it began a two-run rally. He's hit it on the ground twice, 1-for-2. 1-0. Popped him up behind shortstop. Out goes Jacob Wilson. Still going out. In comes the left fielder, and Andujar had it pop in and out of his glove. And safe at first is Durbin. We'll see how they score that one. Might very well be his second hit. Andujar was racing in at the end of that play that for a long time felt like the shortstop Jacob Wilson was going to make. But it just kept going. And Andujar could not squeeze it. It's a base hit indeed for Caleb.
One of the only hits you'll ever see where the hitter is visibly angry at himself running out of the box.
Now a bunt by Bryce Terang against the lefty. Lopez fields. Oh, he bobbled it. By the time he picked it up, his throw to first is late. And everybody is safe. Terang on a bunt, trying for the sacrifice, gets a bonus. He bunted it right back to Jacob Lopez, who came in front of the mound to field it. And that bobble cost him with Terang's wheels. He beats the throw at first, and Durbin safely to second. It would be an error on the pitcher. You do give credit to Terang for a sacrifice. So no at-bat charged, but an E1. And that's the right call. Well, the Brewers have first and second with nobody out for Churio, Yelich, Contreras. That's how you set the table for a big inning, potentially. And here comes Mark Kotze, A's manager, to take the ball, presumably from Jacob Lopez. And yes, the wave to the pen is made. U.S. Cellular, call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brew Crew when the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 3-1 Brewers. And Sterner coming in. We'll introduce you to him after this. Bottom seven on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, doctor led, specializing in you.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks, let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Well, the Brewers with a threat in the bottom of the seventh, already leading the game 3-1. First and second, nobody out. Jackson Churio coming up against the right-hander Justin Sterner in his first year with the Athletics. Sterner replaces Jacob Lopez, who recorded 4 outs. Gave up 3 hits, including the bloop to Durbin this inning. No runs against Lopez as yet. And now the pitch. Down and away on Jackson Churio, ball one. For Sterner, this is his 10th outing. He has been absolutely brilliant. No wins or losses. He hasn't allowed a run in 9 1/3 innings and only permitted 4 hits. 1-0. Low on Churio and a cutter. It's 2-0. So this guy has numbers as good as just about any reliever that you'll find. 14 strikeouts in his 9 1/3 innings. 2-0 on Churio. The pitch. In at the knees for a strike. Jackson tonight opened the scoring with an RBI double that he lined over the left fielder's head back in the third. Has since walked. He's 1-for-2. There go the runners. The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep into right center, but playable. Lawrence Butler is going over. He makes the catch, and he's going to throw it over to third. And it gets off the glove of the cutoff man, Wilson. Going back to second was Durbin, but he saw the cutoff man bobble the throw. And so taking off and going to third now is Caleb Durbin. That's a big play. One out, but they'll be on the corners for the Brewers.
Wow.
Well, there was a lot going on there. The runners were in motion on the pitch. It was going to be an easy double steal had Churio not put the ball in play. And then I wondered, could they even get back in time to avoid being doubled off?
I was even a little nervous of whether or not he touched third base as he went back to second because he slid past it. Looking at the replay, I think he did, so he would have been okay.
Infield back. Here comes Yelich, the pitch. In at the knees for a strike. You're going to have to charge an error there, probably on the right fielder. Yep, it is. It's on Butler to allow Durbin to get to third base on that after Butler made the catch. Because Durbin was scampering back to second when he threw that ball. 0-1, a throw to first, and diving in safely there, Bryce Terang. Terang stayed at first on the E9. Well, the Brewers have perhaps their hottest hitter up. Yelich, 2-for-2 with a walk and two RBI singles in the game. The 0-1 pitch, taken high by Yelly. 1-1. Justin Sterner, right-hander, made his debut with the Rays. Infield hoping for double play chance. The pitch chopped very softly. It got a piece of the catcher on the way back, Langoliers, and now it's 1-2. 3-1 Milwaukee. They've got Grant Anderson warming in the bullpen. Would love another run or two of insurance. 1-2 pitch. Very high on Yelich. Took a fastball up out of the zone. 2-2. William Contreras on deck. Great speed on the bases with Durbin at third and Terang at first. Here's the pitch. Very high again. 3-2. Last two pitches. Not enticing enough for Christian to swing at. And I would imagine that Terang will be running on this pitch. He's being held on at first by Soderstrom. Sterner has his sign. Runner goes. The pitch. Ground ball to second base, but it's going to plate the run. It's fielded by Muncy. He'll throw at Yelich at first by starting Terang. Brewers stay out of what could have been a double play. Durbin scores from third. Yelich has his third run batted in. It is a 4-1 lead in the seventh. Situationally, this inning, the Brewers have done everything right. That was a tailor-made double play ball if Terang's not running.
This is an offensive inning, I think, that will make Pat Murphy smile. This is his style of baseball.
So Terang at second, two out. Here's Contreras taking outside from Sterner. That run charged to Jacob Lopez. And at the moment, unearned. That could change. Contreras is 0-for-3. The pitch. Line drive into center field. In comes Blade. Goes into a slide, but he short hopped it. It's a base hit. Rounding third, Terang. He'll score. No throw. And Contreras drives in a two-out insurance run. To give himself an 11-game hitting streak, he bloops it in just before J.J. Blade could catch it. Score is now 5-1 Milwaukee. Well, Blade didn't catch it. He knew it right away, too, although he made it look pretty. Went into a foot-first slide coming forward, but the ball short-hopped into his glove. No question about it. And now strike one on Sal Frelick. 11 games in a row with a hit for William. He's at first, the 0-1, popped foul out of play. By the way, Seventh inning stretch was brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. Their golf courses, Sweetgrass and Sage Run, open in May. Take advantage of the Island's early season stay and play package rates through May 23rd. Frelick 1-for-3, a double. The runner goes, pitches in the dirt, and no throw. Langoliers did well just to block that pitch. It's a steal for William Contreras. Everybody on this Brewers team will run. He had one the other day, too. That's his second steal of the year. Gets him in scoring position on ball one to Frelick. Now the pitch way inside. Another good block by Shea Langoliers, 2-2. For every Brewer's stolen base, Delta Dental bags a donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Delta Dental, Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. 2-2. Frelick takes up and away. And from 0-2, Sal works it full against Justin Sterner. Two runs in, 5-1 Brewers. 3-2 pitch outside. He lost him. Well, four straight out of the zone from Sterner, who's been so good out of that Athletics bullpen this season before tonight. He's allowed a couple of inherited runners to score, and now with two outs, a single and a walk to put two on, and his pitching coach, that's Scott Emerson, coming out to pay him a visit. Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound.
It's been a really impressive inning. Just the at-bats, the base running, everything.
Grant Anderson, as I mentioned, has been getting loose in that Brewers bullpen, a guy who's quickly entering I think what Pat Murphy would call the circle of trust.
That's a good way to put it.
And when he was getting up, this was only a two-run lead, but he's happy that it's now four. And here comes Reese Hoskins as the pitching coach goes back into the dugout. Reese can add on even more. Flew out as a pinch hitter last inning. Takes outside here from Sterner. Brewers lead 5-1. Hoskins has had a great week. The pitch, low, 2-0. How about in the series against Detroit? Reese went 6-for-10 with two homers. The 2-0. Check swing grounder right back to the mound. Fielded by Sterner, and he'll lob it over to first in time to get the out that finally retires the side. But the Brewers with two big insurance runs. Again, Caleb Durbin was able to start a rally. He's done that twice in his major league debut with a single. And as we go to the eighth, it's 5-1 the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day. But you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business. Because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Drum roll, please!
Carbliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carbliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carbliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carbliss.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Defend American Family Field when the Brewers host the Cubs for the first time this season when we get back from the upcoming long road trip. It starts May 2nd, goes through May 4th. Catch a battle of NL Central contenders. Rivalry action, Brewers.com. On to the 8th. It's now 5-1, the crew. And with Grant Anderson in the pitch, here's Lane Grindle back on the mic.
All right, thank you, Josh. Anderson to J.J. Bleda, and Bleda lines one foul up the first base line. It's 0-1. Anderson with a four-run lead to work with. And as Josh said earlier, he's entering the circle of trust for Pat Murphy. He just keeps getting guys out. A one. Fly ball center field. It pushes Mitchell back into his right a couple steps. Now he comes in a couple steps. Makes the catch. And that's the first out of the eighth inning. And that'll bring Jacob Wilson to the plate. Well, today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, wisconsin.org, and feel the power. Pitch to Wilson is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wilson is 1-for-3 tonight. Had a base hit back in the fourth. Anderson's 0-1 is a check swing foul and into the second deck, first base side. And quickly 0-2. Anderson throws strikes. He's kind of the hot hand right now, if you will, in that Brewers bullpen. Been very effective of late. 0-2 is flight into center again, playable for Mitchell, who moves to his right. Just a couple of steps to make the catch. And there's two quick outs for Anderson here in the top of the eighth. Well, it's baseball season, also known as Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy is a refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Here's Andujar, and the pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. Andujar 3-for-3 tonight. Came in hitting 268. It's April, so that means right now he's hitting 305. 1-0, missed inside with a slider, two balls and no strikes. Pretty soon those averages won't jump that much in one game. Anderson's 2-0. That missed outside with a two-seamer, and it goes to 3-0 and Andujar. Urshela is in the on-deck circle for the A's. 3-0 pitch is right through there for a strike. It's 3-1. The Athletics, and we have not mentioned where they hail. I think Josh might have mentioned it in passing, but 3-1 pitch is tapped right back to Anderson. Gets over his glove, but charging as Terang Fields throws, and he got him at first. 1-2-3 inning for Grant Anderson against the Athletics, which are the Athletics. 5-1 Brewers as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brewers with a 5-1 lead. Jose Leclerc takes over on the mound for the A's, the former Ranger. Joey Ortiz to lead things off for the Crew. First pitch to Joey is a fly ball into shallow right center. Running in and to his left and calling everybody off is the center fielder Blade to make the catch for the first out. So here's Garrett Mitchell. Caleb Durbin will get at least one more at bat here tonight as he is scheduled to hit third here in the eighth. Mitchell is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts so far tonight. And he fouls that one out of play down the third baseline. And it's 0-1. Ryan Hudson is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. See how Pat Murphy wants to attack the A's in the top of the ninth inning as Mitchell, a soft liner right into the glove of the second baseman Muncy, who makes the catch and there's two away. Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs. They got a few of those in the seventh inning for a Wisconsin-based health insurance plan. Visit networkhealth.com. We have a plan to fit your needs. Caleb Durbin gets a great ovation once again as he steps into the box. Leclerc brings home the pitch and popped it up foul and out of play behind home plate. And it's 0-1. 2-for-3 on the night for Caleb Durbin. Leads the team in batting average at .667. 0-1. And he took a slider that missed a little bit off the plate. One ball and one strike on Durbin. Leclerc from the first base side of the rubber brings home the 1-1, and he was able to check on a slider down and away. It's 2-1. Great atmosphere here tonight, 25,000 plus, and they've had plenty to cheer about. 2-1, and he took a fastball right down the middle for strike two. Evens the two balls and two strikes on Caleb Durbin. What a night it's been for him so far. Leclerc, the 2-2. And he took a slider down and away, and he's worked the count full. It is three balls and two strikes on Caleb Durbin. Does he have an exclamation point for his MLB debut in store for us tonight? 3-2. Fly ball into center field, but playable for Blade. He hit it hard. Blade went back on it, made the catch. Best swing that Durbin's had all night. He hit that ball very well. But it's the third out of the inning. We go to the top of the ninth. Brewers try to close this one out. They lead it 5-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers ticket plans are still available starting at just under $300. Enjoy Brewers action all summer long and secure savings of up to 35%, plus the best locations and benefits like concessions discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticketfinder.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye-bye baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers with a 5-1 lead as we go to the top of the ninth inning. And Brian Hudson takes over on the mound for the Brewers. And for Hudson, he'll get the bottom third of this A's lineup scheduled to hit against him. Should say 8-9-1, rather. Gio Urshela will lead things off for the A's. Hudson brings home the pitch, and it's a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Urshela, 0-3. He didn't drive in a run on a fielder's choice. Back in the sixth inning. Appearance number 9 of the season for Hudson. And here's a ground ball out to short. Wormburner out to Ortiz, who picks it out of the dirt and throws to first in time to retire Urshela for the first out. And that'll get Max Muncy to the plate. Well, made right here in Wisconsin, Cedar Crest Ice Cream is the hometown favorite. Just like Usinger's fine sausage made in Milwaukee and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. Doesn't get any better than hometown favorites that are also best in class. Pitch to Muncy, missed outside. And it's 1-0. Brewers trying to make it 3 wins in a row after winning the final 2 games of that Tigers series. Hudson kicks the leg, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball that ran in on Muncy. And it's 1-1. Muncy, 1-3, hitting out of the 9 spot tonight for Mark Kotze's bunch. 1-1 from Hudson. Here's a little bit outside. 2 balls and a strike on Muncy. Good looking player. He's made some really nice plays defensively over the course of the game tonight. Here's the 2-1 to him. That missed down and in with a fastball. And it goes to 3-1. Wave breaking out here at American Family Field. Brewers with a 5-1 lead in the top of the ninth. 3-1 pitch. And he walked him. Missed down and in with a fastball. And Hudson walks Muncy. And now you get the top of the lineup up for the Athletics. Lawrence Butler, the right fielder, who is 1-4 tonight, steps to the plate. And that will get some action in the Brewers' bullpen as Trevor McGill starts to play catch just in case for the Crew. Hudson brings home the first pitch to Butler, and that missed low with a fastball. It's 1-0. Hudson loves to work down. It's one of the reasons he doesn't get hit hard very often. 1-0. Misses down and away with that sweeper, and it's 2 balls and no strikes, but can be a little difficult at times to command down there. And Hudson has had some issues with command so far this year. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Sometimes just falling behind hitters, other times losing them altogether and walking them like he did to Muncy. But the overall numbers for Hudson have been great. 2-1 in there with a strike, and it's 2-2. Hudson a 1.42 ERA, but six walks and six and a third innings. And make it seven now in six and two-thirds. So that would be the one critique of Hudson so far to start the year. Muncy is at first. It is a 2-2 count on Butler. Hudson, big deep breath, looks at first, and now the 2-2 pitch. And he checked on a fastball that missed away, and the count goes full. That was a tough one to take for Lawrence Butler. Give him credit for not chasing that pitch out of the zone. Here's the 3-2, and he walked him. Fastball down and away. Back-to-back walks. And the Brewers opening the door a little bit here for the A's in the ninth inning. And before Rooker hits, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight from American Family Field. It's a 5-1 Brewers lead, but top of the ninth inning, one out, and the A's have two on. Back-to-back one-out walks issued by Hudson, and now a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound by Chris Hook to talk things over with his southpaw. The Brewers do have Trevor Megill up in the bullpen. Be interesting to see how aggressive Pat Murphy will get here tonight. With Megill versus how long he'll stick with Hudson.